Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Para sa iba pang magagandang kwento sa inyong wika, magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.
With me today is Dr. Tuli Rosenfeld. We are going to talk about one of the most difficult things that most of us are faced with, being carers for our parents while caring for our children as well. Good day, Dr. Rosenfeld.
Hello, please. It's nice to be with you today. Thanks.
A geriatrician.
I'm a geriatrician. A lot of people don't know what a geriatrician is. So it's a specialist physician who deals with illness, disease, and problems in older people.
And it's one of the most difficult aspects of the medical field, isn't it?
Well, I certainly think so. It's underrated, and a lot of people don't even know about it. A lot of people ask me, what's a geriatrician? It's not well known about because people tend to not be that thoughtful and thinking about the needs of older people until they're in crisis. So as a hospital doctor in the past, I see a lot of people end up in the emergency department or in the hospital with problems that have been grumbling along and getting worse for sometimes years. And the message out of that, particularly now that it's Carers Week, is that people need to think about, well, what can I do to assist myself and assist my parents in being well and staying at home for as long as possible?
I suppose being in the medical field for around 3 decades, you've seen a lot of people who've gone through dementia, Alzheimer's, and how families have been affected.
Yes. And the topic is, the main issue here is the sandwich generation. And the reason that we have a sandwich generation is that at the same time as you've got young kids or teenage children to look after, your parents are more and more likely to survive and be well into an older age. And as you get older, you're more likely to have various illnesses like, for instance, dementia that you talked about. And with those problems, suddenly their children, who are looking after their own children, are having to look after people at both ends of the spectrum, which is why we call it the sandwich generation.
Yes. So the sandwich generation is those couples or children who are at the same time caring for their elderly parents while looking after their own children.
That's right.
They're in the middle of the needs of both.
And it's very hard to juggle both those needs. And in the survey that we did through CarePilot, we found that a quarter of those people are really struggling and they're suffering their own ill health and they're having to neglect some of their own children's needs because they're running around doing the care for their parents. And in some cases, in almost a third of people are spending up to more than five hours a week in that care. And that's a day of unpaid care that you're providing care for your parents. And that's a lot of time.
I suppose in becoming a carer, most often we neglect our own needs if we are carers, isn't it? Because someone else's needs comes first.
Well, that's right. And you feel, and there's all sorts of mental health issues like guilt and depression and anxiety, because you know that, how am I going to get to work? If I don't get to work today, mum's had a fall at home, she's called up, she needs somebody to come. What am I going to do? I have to deliver the children to school. I have to get to work. What am I going to do? And it's a real challenge. And I think the whole reason we have Carers Week is to raise the understanding that a lot of care in Australia is actually provided by families. And if you look at the carers' website, that care amounts to something like $61 billion a year of unpaid,
yes,
unrecognised cares provided by families.
And that is a lot, isn't it?
That's an awful
without
lot.
Without it, without the carers, we would not survive as a nation.
We wouldn't. That's right. Absolutely.
But I guess the good news is, if we have the proper information, if we have the proper support, as a sandwich generation, we can manage.
Well, that's the message. I think there is services. There are services available, and there are people who have the knowledge to be able to give proper advice, give access to care, as well as provide information about getting funding for care. And I think the biggest challenge, I think, for the sandwich generation is getting information about that. So people will come to my surgery and I say, what care are you getting? Do you know where to get it? They have no idea. And we asked our GP, look, the GP doesn't necessarily know and isn't connected to services in the community. So where do people get that information?
And sometimes people are afraid to get that information because they are afraid that there will be costs linked to that information or service.
Yeah, well, there are a range of free services. So you can get, there's a website set up by the Australian government. It's called myagedcare.gov.au, which provides information, and it's information that's very area specific. You can dial up where you live. And you can get a range of information about services and supports that are available, as well as access to government-funded packages of care that are available. There's up to $50,000 a year in care packages provided, and that's available to people if they put up their hand and start looking. Services that we've got through CarePilot is also available, and there's a website called carepilot.com.au, which is a private organisation, but there are many other private service organisations, as well as non-government, church-run type services. The main message, and this is the message for Carers Week, is that carers are doing an extraordinary job. They need to put their hand up and start thinking about ways that they can get help.
Because there is always help. All you have to do is ask.
I think so. You may get some bad surprises when you find out, well, there are some costs involved. So the government aged care packages, they are means tested, so you do have to contribute. But let's face it, the charges and the fees that you might have to expend in getting help at home are can be much better than if you go into a nursing home, a residential care, where you have to pay bonds and large amounts of money.
So there are options available for everyone.
Absolutely.
What would be the most important advice, Dr. Tully Rosenfeld, that you can give to our carers this week?
I think the biggest advice is that care for older people is complex and challenging, and just like everything else, you need to get good advice and good information, and you need to get that advice. And like I said, there's a government website, My Aged Care, as well as there are a range of services like carepilot.com.au, as well as other private services where you can get that information. All you have to do is look for it or ask.
Thank you very much for your time, Dr. Tully Rosenfeld.
My pleasure.
Ibahagi ang iyong saloobin at tasahin ang podcast na ito sa iTunes. Makakatulong ito sa iba na mahanap kami.